folks, I'm very sorry about the sound system. It's overheating. We were originally supposed to have electricity, which would have obviated all of this fuss and botheration, but about 10 days ago, the Park Service told me that they weren't going to be able to provide me with any electricity, although we've been planning this since November of last year. So that was a difficult surprise that we worked around, and it's an imperfect solution, so you'll have to forgive us for the sound system's limitations. I also, before I introduce our next speaker, who is Marcia Drury, I would like to ask you if you could give us a little change for the expenses of running this rally. We have a donation box up here, and we have a special paragraph in our permit allowing us to accept some money to defray the expenses of running the rally.
Reverend Mark, going to reset for a minute. All right. Reverend Marcia Drury is a graduate of Our Lady of the Lord.
It's back on? Okay, cool. Reverend Marcia Drury is a graduate of Our Lady of Enchantment Seminary of Wicca, Lady Sabrina, Nashua, New Hampshire. She's a graduate of the Deaconry Training Program from Sacred Well Congregation of Wicca, Converse, Texas. She's the emissary and reverend of Sacred Well Congregation and the director of military affairs for Sacred Well. She started the first Wiccan Open Circle in Iraq in 2003, and I think that is totally awesome. Will, you cannot move that box. You cannot circulate through the crowd. We'll get in trouble. Sorry. Thank you for the thought. If you want to give money, you have to come up to the stage. That was the rules. Okay. Marcy also started the first Wiccan Open Circle at Fort Bragg, North Carolina in 2001, and she currently leads the Tidewater Open Circle in Southern Virginia. Marcy is a retired U.S. Army Warrant Officer 4 with 23 years of active duty service, combat veteran, Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom, Assistant Battalion Operations Officer, 10th Military Police Battalion, U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command, Forward Combat Operations Officer, Baghdad, Iraq, Theater Level Logistics Security Officer for Operations Enduring and in Iraqi Freedom. Oversight Officer for all mass graves missions in Iraq, 2003 to 2004. Oversight Officer for all high-value detainee interrogations for the War Crimes Tribunal Team, 2003-2004. Marcy set up the Criminal Investigation Command Office at Abu Ghraib Prison Complex.
Oversight of the Prison of Property Investigations in 2003-2004, and oversight of
Oversight of operations concerning Captain Spiker, MIA from Gulf War One, member of the repatriation team for all POWs recovered from the Iraqi War in 2003-2004, including Jessica Lynch, two U.S. Army Warrant Officer helicopter pilots, and members of the 570th Maintenance Company. Finally, Marcy holds a Combat Bronze Star. Please welcome Reverend Marcia Drury.
Now, first of all, the first thing you got to do as a pagan is take your shoes off. I am a soldier. I am a military member, and I am a conservative. And I've always been a Wiccan throughout my life. I'll give you a short, brief history on me that involves where I came from so you can understand the differences that the soldiers have in the military as opposed to our civilian counterparts, which brings to the conclusion of why we need a Wiccan chaplain in the military instead of the folks that we have today. So bear with me. Growing up across the street from the old growth forest in the Pacific Northwest has a tendency to rub off in a natural spiritual way on a kid. I was born pretty much in the center of Seattle, as well as that that making me too my life a little bit different, apparently. I could have been the energy from the place. Well, that turned my perspective at a very young age towards green craft. It also served me well once I entered the Army and headed to places like Germany and South Korea. Not so much Iraq, but I think that part came from my college days roaming the hills up above Pocatello, Idaho, with wild horses and rattlesnakes. The places I've grown up always filled me with spiritual awe. I could wrap deity around me everywhere I went, and there were no alien concepts either for that. I brought these things with me to the Army, and what a difference it made, at least to me anyway. I didn't know I was a Wiccan. That was a term I'd never heard until long after I was one. Just goes to show that people create labels to buttonhole each other, to make us all fit somewhere. Americans are known for doing that. I started out as a military policeman and a field soldier to boot. This was very conducive to who I was as a Wiccan and a tree-hugging one at that. So I humped an M60 in the woods this time. The skills I learned from those woods as a kid served me well. I already knew how to walk softly through the terrain and be mega observant. It kept me from being detected. There was many a training session from where I reached out and touched the pretend enemy from behind without their knowledge. Too late for them to act. Thank you, Goddess. I attended primary leadership development school at Fort Lewis, Washington, my home turf. I won the AUSA award, one issued by all soldier peers, in a class for the best soldier in the bunch. There were three women in the class, me, a medic, and a military intelligence analyst. Anyone else was either special forces or rangers. Now there's something to crow about in the Army. I picked up the nickname Mountain Goat for my capabilities to read the land and skittle through the forest over the cliffs and the hills with ease. It was my element. What can I say? I went on to use internal Wiccan skills in my next endeavor, being a CID special agent. It was amazing to me the evidence that you could find just closing your eyes and letting the energy connectivity be absorbed into you, forming a picture of what had happened at a crime scene. To be able to see things that others felt were insignificant, and then, in spite of their scoffing, solve the case with that piece of evidence proved that I was really good at my job in the Army as a Wiccan and a pagan. It almost seemed unfair to the bad guys. I learned patience from the trees and the growing things around me early. I used it in my Army career. As the special agent in charge at Fort Lee, Virginia in the late 1990s, my soldiers learned firsthand that a Wiccan supervisor is pretty amazing. I've always been in tune to energies around me, and the Army didn't change that. I came in one morning to the office, and even before my coffee cup was full, I called for the assistant special agent in charge and my detachment sergeant, telling them we needed to get a major crime scene kit and the van because we were going to have a death that day. Of course, they thought the boss, being a witch, was nuts. That is, until 1400 that day when the call came in. And a construction worker had experienced a fatal heart attack. After that, when the boss said that there would be a death, the kit went into the van without any snickering and comments about the spooky boss. Seeing was believing. Deeds do make the difference. I never didn't let folks know what my religion was, and when they asked, I would answer their questions. But I did not stick it in their faces. I just was a Wiccan soldier. I didn't form opinions of my soldiers or their family members based on their being whatever religion their preference was either. I found that those who got to know me, who I really am, first, And as a soldier, when they found that I was a Wiccan, they still respected me and had no issue with me being a witch. And yes, I used the term witch. It made that term less scary and mysterious to them, at least. I heard soldiers actually telling others good things about having a Wiccan at the helm. Sort of an ace in the hole, so to speak. This went pretty much the same for my supervisors as well, to the point where on occasion, sage advice from a crusty old Wiccan warrant officer was very much appreciated. They knew they could take my word to the bank. I have found that most Wiccans, the real ones, who internalize and live who they are like that. I also know that the Wiccan was a damn fine soldier. And I met a lot of other damn fine soldiers, sailors, and airmen when I was in the military and even today. Not from my ego, but as a Wiccan, my career was important, and I got good report cards. And I also got some awards, too, because somebody else thought that I was a damn good soldier. I was proud to serve and love the military to this day, because I know that is the path that the goddess and God chose for me from the beginning. After all, looking back over 23 years worth of active duty service to this great country, with my final award came my final report card. I had conducted over 3,600 felony investigations with a 32% solve rate. Yeah, that's pretty damned high, FBI people out there. And it was all because I cared about my spiritual well-being, being a soldier and a damn good one, and being a damn good Wiccan as well. I wrote that because a friend of mine said that they had doubts about being a Wiccan, and they wanted to get a little encouragement, so I threw that in there as kind of a kick in the ass to this person who had done wonderful things as a Wiccan in the Army. But I do want to talk a little bit about something that's really important right now. I want to talk about Don Larson a little bit. For those of you who don't know Don Larson emailed me from Iraq about a year ago. And he said, hey, you know, like I'm a Christian chaplain and I want to change sides. I said, well, there's no changing sides. You know, what are you trying to get at there, chaplain? And he hemmed and he hawed and he hinted because he didn't know exactly who Sacred Well people were. And he had been a closet Wiccan for most of his life and had been through many spiritual paths. So we went back and we danced around together in emails for about 2 weeks until finally he said, you know, I really want to be a Wiccan chaplain. And I emailed him back and I said, we can make that happen for you. But unfortunately, you got to keep mum about it, okay? Well, we worked with him for 3 or 4 months and we got so very close. He put in his paperwork. We requested one piece of paper from the chaplain's corps. And unfortunately, the day that we requested it, the very next day, his endorser, who is the guy he was working for while he was in the United States Army, pulled his paperwork out from under him, out from under the rug. And of course, if those of you who know David Orndorff, he's got bright red hair, and he must have run to the south and then immediately burst into flames and run to the west to douse himself off. He was so angry. But there was something that sparked an interlude with the youngsters that were in our faith group. Now, keeping in mind, we have As of to date, as of this week, we added two more. I believe that we have 15 open circles worldwide right now for the military for Sacred Well. So we've got about 1,400 or 1,500 Wiccans and general pagans, because we accept, of course, everyone, and we respect everybody's religious belief system, that we can actually count as widgets. But the United States Army does not want us to count those people, so they have held up getting us our own code. We're very close, however, to doing that. Why? Because there was a young lady and a bunch of folks, like Selena Fox, who decided that they wouldn't take it anymore, and they opened the floodgates with the Pentacle Quest. And with that, we are riding the tail of the comet, and we are with the old ones and the spirits, and we are drawing on a lot of positive energy from that particular bunch of dedicated, wonderful people who cared enough to go ahead and give of themselves and put themselves out there to get pentacles for our departed. So Sacred Well on our side of the house is in the process of putting a Wiccan chaplain into the United States military. Now, there's a young man that is here, and I would like to introduce you to him. Fred, you still around? He's probably over in the Mead area, wherever he is. Fred, come on up here on the stage. I know you're young enough, you can actually jump up without using the steps. I got an email from Fred. Actually, I got an email from somebody who knew Fred. Fred's a sergeant in the United States Army, an active duty dude. And I'm sorry, I'll never get rid of being an Army soldier, so excuse the language. But this young gentleman emailed the DMA and said, hey, I'm a like a druid type person, but you know, you need somebody like we wanna continue this group up here. So I said, tag, you're it. So I want you all to see right now the wonderful people. This is an example of the wonderful leaders that we have in Sacred Well that are taking care of our pagan community throughout the world. And he's going back for his third combat tour. And he has promised me, because he's going up to Balad, that we will have another circle in Balad. And then he said, well, Chief, you know, there's already three circles there. Isn't that amazing? I thought that was totally awesome. Of course, we want to make sure that they're sanctioned by the U.S. military, so he's going to run one too. So there might be four circles in Balad here shortly. So I would like you folks to know that we've got young people like this that are our superstars that we need to be tapping into, because they're out there getting that college degree. Because guess what? The next time around, there won't be any paper pulling. They will have the paper, dress right, dress, and 100%. And we will have a Wiccan chaplain, and we will have a Druid chaplain, and we will have an atheist chaplain, if necessary, for any religious belief system that there is a need for in the United States military. Because there are things that this man cannot do, that he's actually breaking military rules for, that a chaplain only can do. He's only allowed to do so many things as a designated faith group leader. And he always has somebody looking over his back. But you know, it's people like Fred that are convincing our Christian chaplain corps that we ain't all bad. That we're not the spooky people, that we're not the devil worshipers, that we are not the folks that defy authority. We're out there fighting so that we don't have to fight these guys that are so ugly, that deface their own religious beliefs and their twisted ways over here in the United States of America. Okay, I promised I was going to do Selena two things. But this one's for you, Fred, and the rest of you soldiers out there, okay? I know. I know you feel embarrassed standing there, right? That's okay. You can sneak off if you feel badly. Okay. Goodbye, Fred. Thank you. We'll be signing autographs later. There you go. That is same with you, Captain Briggs, here. Okay, this is for the soldiers and those who support us out there. It's a little poem I wrote, so it's probably not really good, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm a crusty old warrant officer and somebody's going to have to knock my ass off the stage if you don't like it. Exactly. A pagan soldier. Yes, we bleed green too. And by the way, joined up for the same reasons as well. We love our country. We're red, white, and blue to give others freedom too. That is our gift of light. And we know the reason. But who forgot the Constitution here? The one that says all religions are fair. The one our forefathers fought for back then. Respect for all residing therein. A new republic so new and rare. The one I thought was mine to share. But we're denied, and history's right, that for religious freedom we must always fight. Most take it for granted, so unaware. We pagans, too, wish that right to share. So pagan soldiers continue to fight, even though we have no equal right, to practice our faith like others here. The goddess this, too, shall soon repair. Blessed be to those we hold dear. Support the plight of the pagan soldier. Those who know freedom's real cost, for with them behind us, we pagan soldiers will never be lost. And we'll prevail over all closed minds, religious freedom for all. That is what we will find. And finally, Selena and the crew, the pagan quest and the pentacles and all those folks that busted their humps, I give you this. I know this place, shiny and bright as it is, full of polished brass and freshly starched uniforms. I see our country's flag she is waving. It is her birthday. And it is we who celebrate great victory today, too. A smile comes to my lips, for this day is a special day, one of independence of our land, one of another freedom gained us, for us, by you. So who are we? Why, pagan warriors, can't you see? We're the ones who hid ourselves, in plain sight, I might add, as a part of the machine. Some called us devil worshippers, sinners and such. What a fuss. We stood our ground, however, tolerant, spiritual, and strong. In foreign lands, we fought. We do it willingly, proud to serve, using our ritual path naturally, breathing in the goddess. Walk among the desert sands 1,000 miles away. We vigilantly keep the enemy's fight, no matter what, from our shores and our loved ones. For we are the defensive of millions. Our blood is spilled in strife for the freedom that all others for granted can enjoy. We are the pagan soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines, and we thank you for your courage to start the Pentacle Quest. You are the ones that found it with spirit in your hearts. With gratitude, we thank you for our circle and our star. Blessed be everybody. Have a nice 4th of July.